Welcome to episode 151 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. This episode is one in a series on fossils, and you can find the other episodes by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. Sometimes animals get stuck. A treacherous slope. A place they can get into, but not out of. Or a quagmire. Even if the accidents are comparatively rare, say once or twice a year, over hundreds of thousands or even millions of years, quite a collection of remains can accumulate. In the late 1760s, a Spanish expedition went through California. In the written record, scouts reported finding springs, geysers, of tar gushing out of the earth. This tar pooled into a quagmire. The tar is not actually tar. It's asphalt. Oil is bubbling to the surface, and the lighter chemicals are evaporating. This creates large sticky pools of semi-solid substance. These pools can be covered by vegetation, and animals can wander into the area and become stuck. In the resulting fossil record, there are more predators than herbivores. It's thought that when a herbivore became stuck, predators would move in for the easy meal, only to become trapped themselves. The area became known as the La Brea Tar Pits. If you translate La Brea from Spanish to English, you'll find that it means the tar pit. So the name La Brea Tar Pits is the Tar Pit Tar Pits. Before the Spanish settled there, the native peoples had been using the tar in order to do things like seal their homes from the weather and construct plank canoes. When the Spanish arrived, they found bones within the tar. It was assumed that these bones were from present-day animals, wild and domesticated, such as their cattle and horses. It wasn't until 1901 that a visiting geologist realized that these bones resembled those of no living creature. Early digs, focusing specifically on the bones, took place from 1913 to 1915. Since then, according to the museum website, they have collected over 3.5 million fossils. The oldest fossil is some wood, dated from about 55,000 years ago. There are also remains of a coyote from 46,000 years ago, and a saber-toothed tiger and direwolf from 44,000 years ago. Most processes of fossilization involve replacement. The chemicals and minerals in the remains are replaced by surrounding minerals. In the La Brea Tar Pits, the bones are more pickled than fossilized. There has been no replacement. But shrouded in the asphalt, the remains were safe from microbial decay. Bones of mammoth, mastodon, saber-toothed tiger, dire wolves, bison, short-faced bears, and all the other Pleistocene favorites are present. But those aren't the only animals that have been found. There are snakes, turtles, rodents, salamanders, and plenty of plant matter. They also look for microfossils. A solvent is used to remove the tar, and the resulting handful of dirt is gone over grain by grain under a magnifying glass. They're searching for insect fragments, tiny bones of small mammals and lizards, and even pollen. During the first dig in 1914, the only ancient human remains that have been found were found. Called the La Brea Woman, her remains are dated between 9 and 10,000 years. She was estimated to be 17 to 25 years old, and she was found in close association with the remains of a domestic dog. The La Brea Tar Pits are the only active urban ancient fossil dig site in the world. Located on Wilshire Boulevard, in the middle of Los Angeles, lies a rather sticky window onto the ancient past. See you next time.